get started, Gus will be here in a minute.
Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Alejandro?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Member Dolan?
Here.
All members present?
All right, we have a forum, so I call to meeting, to order, the meeting of June 12th, 2018, in open session of Riverboat. Is there a motion to go into closed session?
Chairman, can I just say for the record that we don't have anybody from the public outside for this board meeting?
Yes, thank you, and as I understand it, there was an individual who was here earlier, came in at like 9 o'clock or so.
She did. She was here at 9.
9:30.
She was here at 9, and she wanted to sit in the meeting, and I told her the meeting would start at 11, but she's no longer there.
Right. And what did she say when you told her the meeting did not start until 11?
She just thanked me and sat there for maybe an hour, and then now she's gone.
And you just went out and personally checked and determined she's not there?
Correct.
And does Denise know to call us if she comes back?
I explained to her if we text me if she comes back.
And Denise is our receptionist?
The receptionist, correct.
Okay. Thank you. Any other clarification about that? All right, we're still in open session, but is there a motion to go into closed session?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the board go into closed session pursuant to Section 2C, paragraphs 1, 11, 14, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act, and Section 6D of the Riverboat Gambling Act, to discuss items on the closed session agenda related to specific personnel, the closed session minutes, investigations, and pending litigation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any objections by any of the members to going into a closed session? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries, so we are now moving into closed session. All right, since we just finished our closed session meeting of Riverboat, we are back in open session, and is there a motion to recess until tomorrow at 9 a.m.?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
We're going to take roll.
All right, let's start the meeting.
Member Dolan?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Member Alejandro?
Here.
Chairman Tracy?
Here.
All members present?
All right, we have a quorum, so I call to order the Illinois Gaming Board meeting, Riverboat session, on June 13, 2018. The first item of business is approval of the open session minutes. Is there a motion?
Yes, Chairman. I move that the board approve the open session minutes from its regular meeting of May 24, 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Chairman's report comments. The only comment I have for Riverboat is that we are moving the September meeting from September 21st to September 14th. And I apologize if this causes any schedule problems for any of you regular attendees. Are there any board member comments for Riverboat?
None at this time.
Administrator's report?
None today.
All right. Thank you. All right. Then let's move to owner licensee items. Initial consideration, Hollywood Casino Joliet. Good morning.
Good morning. Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Administrator Lorenzini, and IGB staff, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'm Lydia Garvey. I'm the general manager at Hollywood Casino Joliet, and I am here for initial consideration of our application for renewal of the owner's license for Hollywood Casino Joliet. We have prepared a video for you that I'm excited to share with you, highlight some of what goes on at the property, how we contribute to the community, and tell you a little bit about who we are. And then I would be happy to answer any questions after the video. Okay.
Sounds good.
Rebranded as Hollywood Casino in 2010, Hollywood Joliet occupies the site of the first riverboat license in Illinois. It continues to be a source of entertainment and tourism for the city of Joliet and surrounding Will County. The casino has been an active partner in the area as a source of jobs, tax revenues, tourism, and economic development. With 50,000 square feet of gaming space, over 1,000 slot machines, and multiple dining options, Hollywood Casino Joliet strives to be a leading example of a gaming license holder. With over $12 million in improvements since 2014, Hollywood Casino Joliet is committed to continuously updating the property. These improvements include the addition of a new restaurant, 99 Hops House, renovations to a 100-room hotel, new carpet on the casino floor, as well as ensuring an innovative and popular slot machine selection.
We're excited to be here in Joliet. It's a great place to call home. There's such a sense of community, and people are just... They're just awesome here.
Well, the city of Joliet has taken the revenue from the casino and used it in the general fund over the years. There's been a whole variety of things. I think probably the biggest thing, though, that the casino brought to Joliet was the ability to hire first responders, especially police officers. And with the amount of police that have been hired over the years, the city of Joliet has really been able to tap that and really lower the crime within the city.
Since opening, the casino has reported more than 52 million guest admissions, and the casino has generated approximately $1.5 billion in gaming tax revenues for the state of Illinois and local community. In 2017 alone, Hollywood Casino Joliet paid over $36 million in state and local taxes. To date, the over $280 million in local gaming taxes paid by Hollywood Casino has allowed Joliet to bring the community together by beautifying downtown, constructing and renovating police stations and firehouses, schools, arts, and cultural institutions and transportation hubs.
If the casino wasn't here in Joliet, it would be a big hit. It would directly affect our general fund. I don't know if we'd be looking at layoffs within the city, but I think we ultimately would be forced to either lay off city employees or a significant raise in taxes on the people of Joliet.
One of the Hollywood Casino Joliet's most important goals is to support diversity, both at a property level as well as within the state and the surrounding community. In 2017, 34.6% of the casino's non-exempt purchases were from minority, women, and disabled-owned enterprises. And of the $21.8 million purchased goods and services, 74% was spent with Illinois vendors and more than 14% with local vendors. The casino consistently focuses and delivers on increasing spending with minority, women, and disabled-owned enterprises. The casino is a member of the Chicago Minority Business Development Council and the Quad County African American Chamber of Commerce.
We have been a vendor here now for 15 years. On a year-to-year basis, anywhere from probably 5 to 10% of our gross volume will be coming out of the Hollywood Casino at this point in time. Just on the casino job alone, when we built this particular project, we ran over 20,000 feet of conduit. We installed almost 800,000 feet of wire in this facility. So it was a large project for us. We used over $3.5 million worth of material. We employed over 40 electricians and paid almost $5 million in wages for this project. It's been very, very good to us, to our area, to my employees, and to the area.
Some of Hollywood Casino's most important contributions are to charitable organizations, which aligns with Penn National Gaming's core value of supporting our community. Hollywood Casino Joliet has made over $313,000 in charitable contributions since 2014. With multiple opportunities offered throughout the year for cast members to volunteer and assist in raising money for various causes and organizations. Through our Hollywood Gives Back campaign, casino employees volunteered 2,884 hours in 2017 and have logged 35,000 volunteer hours to date.
At Halloween Casino Joliet, we support numerous charities. There's many different ways that the employees can serve in the community, whether organize events through the casino with Catholic Charities, which is one of our partners, or they can serve on their own. They have different different ways to serve in the community and help out in the communities that they live in.
Well, the casino donates a ton of charitable work. They're always involved in whatever's going on. Anytime that anybody's ever asked them for a donation of either money, time, equipment, they're step right up to the plate.
The casino is a substantial employer in Will County with more than 500 full and part-time cast members. Hollywood Casino Joliet believes in a diverse workforce and is committed to diversity hiring. Currently, over 20% of supervisors and above are women or minority, and 50% of our executive team are women or minority. 96% of Hollywood Casino Joliet employees reside in Illinois, supporting the economy and providing significant tax revenue to the state. Hollywood Casino Joliet works hard to be able to support its employees, offering multiple traditional and non-traditional benefits, such as 401k matching, health and dental insurance, tuition reimbursement, and wellness initiatives.
This casino is one of the highest generators of revenue, but also is a major employer within the city of Joliet.
Hollywood Joliet does provide cast members with a very good work-life balance.
Every day is something different. It's always something new. It's always a different challenge.
It does provide me with a great opportunity to now come to work for my shifts and still have a lot of time to volunteer my time outside of here. So it does make a big difference in my life as well as the impact on my community.
Penn National Gaming and the leadership team at Hollywood Casino Joliet strive to provide a work environment where our team members can be successful and happy, as well as find great advancement opportunities.
Upholding the Illinois Voluntary Self-Exclusion Program is of the utmost importance. The casino has implemented employee education programs to increase awareness of problem gambling and promote responsible gaming practices. Every year, we dedicate a week to responsible gaming, which focuses on the importance of gambling for fun. Responsible Gaming Week also increases awareness with our valued guests and helps expand the responsible gaming knowledge of our cast members. Hollywood Joliet believes that gaming is meant to be entertainment and trains all cast members to recognize the signs of a gaming problem and how to provide assistance if needed. In addition to responsible gaming, Hollywood Casino Joliet requires their employees to take alcohol service training. We regularly review our responsible service policies with employees to ensure effectiveness. In closing, we recognize that our gaming license is a privilege, and every day Hollywood Casino is proud to serve guests from Illinois and neighboring states. Hollywood Casino Joliet is grateful to the state of Illinois, Will County, and the city of Joliet, and we look forward to rolling out the red carpet to our guests for years to come.
Any questions for me?
Very good. Very good video. It looks like Hollywood Joliet is a very good corporate citizen. Have you been impacted by video gaming?
Oh, we are. We felt it particularly, I think, on the first couple months of the year with the weather. Sometimes, right, just depending on convenience, the video gaming is another option for guests. And definitely we saw January and February when there was snow that maybe they stayed a little bit closer to home instead of venturing to see us. But there's an impact, but we realize that, right, it's just an opportunity. We can create a differentiated experience with our outlets and our hotel. So we just strive to be competitive and try to keep holding our own.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions?
I have a few. First of all, great video.
Thank you.
Commend some of the efforts there because you indicated 50% women in your workforce, is that correct?
50% of our executive team is leadership. Our workforce is a little bit lower than that, but probably I'd say closer to 46%.
Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned 20% supervisors and above.
Yes.
So then if we break that up to, say, management level, so beyond just supervisor, where would you say that number would be?
At a management level, I'd say we were at about 40%. I can confirm that number for you, but think about who's at our manager strategy meetings.
40?
40.
Okay, so I thought I heard that it was just 20% and above of your upper manager.
I was not including supervisor. The supervisor level okay. in that management number. So I can confirm those numbers.
Well, so it says above supervisor. So I thought it said a supervisors and above, the 20%.
I'll verify for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay.
And then what work are you doing with veterans? I know that that's been a challenge for many casinos to do work with veterans. So how's that work for you?
So one of the things that we've done... we do look for opportunities to work with veteran-owned businesses, and we found a couple of those opportunities, and then we also consider it in our charitable giving. So right now, we provide our team members the opportunity to participate in Jeans Days, and they make a $2 contribution, and we find organizations that can go to. So for Memorial Day coming up.
I'm thinking more about procurement, though.
Oh, procurement. Yeah, it's been difficult for us to track because it wasn't in our system, but it's a high priority, and it has definitely increased.
And you said you found some. How did you? Because I'm sure many people in the audience would love to know how you're tracking.
It's really about knowing who's in your community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a great procurement teams. They put out the bids. Like they'll just ask a lot of questions. There's not an easy way to find those vendors, but in just Joliet's, I'm enjoying it because it is this definite sense of community. So if you ask around, somebody knows someone and can point you in the right direction.
And my last question is the non-exempt. What percent of the total spend is non-exempt?
Of the total team members being non-exempt?
No, this is for procurement. This is your purchasing dollars. And you mentioned that you are spending quite a bit with minority businesses, so they're not, I guess you're non-exempt versus exempt. So what percent is exempt of your total spend?
So 34 point, I don't have that information in the script.
Okay, that's okay.
I'll get that for you.
Get back to you.
All right.
All right, Ms. Scarby, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Very good. All right, initial consideration also, Rivers Casino, proposed transfer of interest to new trust.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Administrator Agostino, Ms. Bautista, and staff. John Janicek with Mayor Brown on behalf of Midwest Gaming and Entertainment. We are here to seek initial consideration of a proposed transfer by one of the trusts for the benefit of Meredith Bloom Wolf's family into a new trust. We'll submit the appropriate documents to staff and allow for a final consideration at a future board meeting.
All right, then. Mr. Lipinski, you're all over this one?
I'm all over it.
All right. And licensing, Mr. Burke?
That's correct.
Yep, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, final consideration, Paradise.
Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Administrator Lorenzini, Ms. Bautista, staff, my name is Ed Winkowski of the law firm Greenberg Torrey. I'm here today on behalf of Paradise Casino. Ms. Mortiz is traveling out of state with her family. She regrets she can't be here today. I have been asked to step forward and respectfully request final consideration of her level one license application in connection with her service as junior internal auditor for Paradise Corporate, for Paradise Gaming Corporation.
All right. Investigations, Mr. Dubell, you have reviewed this and have, you recommend this?
Yes, we recommend license.
Right. And same with you, Mr. Lipinski from FAU. Any questions? Right, is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve Courtney R. Moritz as a level one occupational licensee in her position as junior internal auditor for Paradise Gaming Corporation, DBA Paradise Hotel Casino.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, very
Mr. Winkowski. Ms. Council. All right. Initial final consideration, Global Payments. All right, we have a staff recommendation here for renewing this supplier. I've reviewed the detailed staff reports, and I have no questions. Do any board members have any questions? If not, is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the supplier license of Global Payments Gaming Services, Inc. for a period of 4 years, expiring in June 2022, and find the following business entities suitable as key persons: Global Payments Direct, Inc., Global Payments, Inc., and Global Payments Check Services, Inc.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Occupational licensee items. Initial level 2 and level 3 licenses.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this month we presented you with a list of 20 level 2 and 67 level 3 occupational license applicants, and we are recommending that you approve all of those.
Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board find suitable and approve 20 level 2 occupational licenses and 67 level 3 occupational licenses.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Mr. Administrator, is there any further business for the Riverboat session?
None.
All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, the Riverboat meeting is adjourned.